Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Sunday. Listen at 6 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 7 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Vatai. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavored Gumba Rums, one infused with natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and one infused with natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Steve Gum is the CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum. Listen. I want you guys to do just a little bit of your small favor while you're on Facebook. Use the keyword, the Fierce Female, when the page comes up. Give it a like and a follow, and I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Listen, it's been a stone cold blast around here, and I am telling you, things have been really, really busy. So listen, let me tell you something. On today, I do have some breaking news. I came across some really interesting, intriguing news. Yeah, first of all, but I don't have this one on the profile. It's only so much space that we're allowed to put on here. But let me tell you something. I came across this article, and it had pictures. I really didn't pay attention at first. Then I went back, and I did a double look. I said, what is this I'm looking at here on this site, on the MSN News Channel? I said, what is this? Then I go back, and I read it. You know, I said, now, wait a minute. Do y'all know there is cemeteries somewhere in the world, not in the United States, in some other parts of the world? They have cemetery headstone that looks like male and female genitalia. Did you guys know that? They have penis headstones and female genitalia. I said, what in the world? Let me see if I can go back to just see what is really going on here. I said, it's the wildest thing I ever saw in my life. You know what I'm saying? It's like, why would you have a headstone that looks like in the shape of a penis? Really, really, really. Did they do something wrong? They must have really did something wrong to die like that. You know what I'm saying? Oh, let me see. So it was somewhere in Iran. Let me see here. But now while we're getting that information for you, I do have some other shocking news. Consumer alert on Walmart checkout scan. Now this really intrigued me. This intrigued me on so many different levels. I'm going to get back to the penis and the female genitalia cemetery. I'm going to get back to that. You better believe it. So listen, there's some type of checkout scan with Walmart. Now, they're being accused of this. This is on MSN as well. And then when you start reading the story on the site about the checkout scam with Walmart, you can start beginning to read the story and then click, and then it'll take you to the actual story. Now, this is the thing. Here is the thing. And so this kind of bothered me on so many different levels. I don't do a lot of shopping at Walmart. But where I do frequently go, I've noticed I've had the same incident. So let me tell you something. So listen, in July, this happened back in July, there was a video that was uploaded warning Walmart shoppers of, it seems to be a scheme to steal your money. So the person that went into Walmart, they had one ingredient was a baking chocolate, which had a price tag of $2.62, right? And then they had some other items, Walmart's online website, and in the store. So when the lady, Brianna, That was her name. Now, when she went to the checkout and they rang up the items that she had, it was $4. Instead of it being $2.62, the person that checked her out rang up $4. And so the young lady, Brianna, she corrected the cashier and then corrected the price. But she noticed that five other items were also being rung up wrong. And now the reason why this interests me, because I've noticed I go to CVS a lot. I go to CVS a lot, and I go to Walgreens a lot. Now, the reason why this story kind of intrigued me, because it had lately started to bug me, there's this one person, this one cashier, and I was sharing this with one of my friends. I said, you know what, every time I have to really be on my toes. You have to really, you guys, really be on your toes when you go in the store, because I'm telling you, not every cashier is ringing you up correctly. I'm here to tell you. And I've had this problem with the same cashier over and over again. And I'm like, I wish it was somebody else. And he's not a young person, so he's been around and worked at the place for a couple of years. And when I go in, I see him, I'm like, oh, God, can there please be another cashier in this store today? Because I didn't want this man to ring me up. So listen. And I feel some kind of way that I have to correct him, because we go through this all the time. And he'll say, well, now the first time it started, this is the exact time I went in the store. He rings me up. You know, he rings me up. And I looked at the price. And so the total was like $98. It was like $98. And I looked at him and I said, well, is this correct? I said, where's my discounts? Where's my reward bucks? And he says, there was nothing rang up. And he says, well, did you give me a card? Give me a phone number or something? And so then he puts it in again. He takes my phone number four different times, because he always puts it in wrong. I declare this man is dyslexic or something is wrong with him. And so he puts it in four different times. I says, I'm going to get this guy. And so I started, instead of just giving him my phone number, I says, let me make sure I change my key ring. I says, let me make sure I'm going to take my physical card so he doesn't make this error. Now, the first time this happened, when he punched in all of my sale items the second time, do you know what? It came up to $60. $60, this guy, $60. So now this is $40 more. I says, okay. I said, I'm going to get this guy. I'm going to nip him in the butt. So I'm all, you know, when somebody's doing something crazy, it's just like, no, not doing it. Because it's happened a couple of times where he's bringing up the wrong thing. And so I went in another time, and this time I made sure. Each time I go in, he says, well, you got your card or your phone number? And I give him the card. I said, he can't make a mistake with my card. And then again, oh, I messed up. He always says he's messed up and messed up the prices. And then I got to stand there. He's got to do it all over again. And so I've made it a habit, and so I'm going to take this a step further and make it a habit to put everything on my email, right? And I press the button in my email, and I send all my discounts and everything to the store directly so he cannot mess it up. I'm here to tell you, he'll say it again. Well, nothing came up. And now one time I went in there, I'm going to get to the music. Now, this is the honest God truth. This is why you need to watch the cashiers. I am telling you, you need to watch the cashiers. I went in there one other time in CVS, same store, the same guy. Oh, my God, does anybody else work in this place? And so he rings me up again. I says, no discounts. And he didn't give me my receipt. He held back the receipt. And then he says, oh, yeah, here's your receipt. And I says, oh, I got $2 off. I got $2 rewards. And then he tells me, well, you can't use it. You have to come back another time to use the $2 rewards. And I says, are you kidding me? And he says, I'm sorry, ma'am, but I can't do it. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to get you. And so I says, okay. And which I know it was not true that you can use your reward bucks. If it's $2, $5, $10, whatever, you can use it when you go in the store, even if it's already been totaled up. I says, okay. He gives me the thing, and I leave out of the store. I says, okay, now. So I go back to the house. I go back home, and I get on the computer, and I started to think. I says, now, what can I do here now? Because this guy keeps trying to cheat me. And so I went on there, and I says, well, I know I'm going to do a survey on him. I says, okay. I'm going to get you. And I says, well, I started typing it out exactly what happened. And I says, okay, now I've made my little complaint, and that's what I'm going to do. So this guy, he wants to continue to try to cheat people out of their discounts. That's not right. That's not right. And so I just go ahead and fill out the survey, give my little feedback, and I'm within my right. You're within your right to do an honest feedback. You don't make up. I'm not saying make up something. You tell the honest God truth what this person is doing, right? So listen, consumers pay attention to what's being rung up. Sometimes people make honest mistakes, but to me, it is not a mistake, and it is not a mistake when someone over and over again does the same thing. No, my darling, you're cheating and you're lying. That is not a mistake. Now, listen, of course, a person can make a mistake and you forgive them and you keep on going. But now, if they've done this three, four, and five times, that is not a mistake, my darling. You are cheating and lying, and that is not right, okay? So listen. I am telling you, I don't play around with that stuff. When people, you know, I cannot tolerate that kind of stuff. I cannot tolerate it. Now, listen, don't write me no nasty letters. Don't write me no nasty letters. Please do not write nasty letters to me, because honestly, it is what it is. And if he needs to be, you know, reprimanded, he needs to be reprimanded and talk to his superiors. Need to talk to him or do something. Put him, you know, let him do the stalking. He shouldn't be on a cash register. He should be stalking or do something. I'm not saying fire the guy, but he needs to do the stock. He needs to do something else. And thank God the other day he wasn't in there, so I don't know what they did to him. I don't know where he is now. So anyway, that's my story with checkout scams. I'm telling you what's the God hidden truth. So listen, and then the other thing is with Gary Busey. Y'all here, did you guys see this? Did you see this in the news? Gary Busey is facing sex charges. Listen. This man, for God's sakes, is 78 years old. What is wrong with people? You know, you're 78 years and you're harassing people. To me, it's just like there's plenty of sex for hire people around. I should not have to say this. Listen, if you have a child at home, please put them in the other room. Put them in the other room. Now, listen. This guy is 78 years old. Okay, now listen. He was scheduled to be a featured guest, and the event was like some type of monster explosion, some type of thing over in Philadelphia. So listen, and they complained about him touching somebody, and it was a couple of complaints from different attendees. So listen, so he's been charged with 2 counts of fourth-degree criminal sexual contact. That is just like nuts. Now listen, 1 count of fourth degree attempted criminal sexual contact. Honey, y'all know what that means, jail time. So look, and 1 count of harassment. Immediately receiving a complaint from the attendee, the celebrity guest was removed from the convention. So look, this is no joke. Fourth degree. Are you serious? That's jail time. Anything with sexual misconduct, you know, crime and jail time. And from what I read another place, it could be up to 10 years, you know, once everything boils down, goes to court and whatever, yada, yada, yada. So, man, that is some time there. 10 years. Are you freaking kidding me? So it's just like, why do you have to touch and do things to people, you know, and they're not interested in whatever you have to offer? 78 years old. Are you kidding me? There's enough people around the convention place. Now, listen, I'm telling you what's going on. In convention places and hotels, there is enough flesh walking around that's interested that you don't have to go to jail. Do you hear me? Now, listen, I've worked in hotel management and all that kind of stuff. I worked at different places. So, listen, there is enough people walking around that is more than interested to accommodate you without being charged with some type of crime. You understand what I'm saying here? So, listen, I just don't get that. I don't get why you have to touch somebody that's not interested in you touching, especially if you're in a convention place. I am telling you, I've seen and been involved with a gobs amount of conventions where all of that stuff goes on, and of course it is between two consenting adults. You know what I'm saying? You got your room, you got your key, go up to your room, yada, yada, get it on, boom, boom, bam, everything is fine. So listen, I don't get this kind of business. 78 years old? Are you kidding me? So that's crazy. That is crazy. Listen, all right, okay. So that's that for today for the news, Gary Busey, and they really need to pin his butt to the wall. And listen, I'm telling you, people in jail, they don't mess around with sex crimes. But now, he is a celebrity, so he'll probably be in some little cush-cush place, you know. But now, if he was not a high-profile person or a celebrity, I am telling you, y'all know what goes down with people with sex crimes in jail. Honey, they will pin your ass to the wall. Matter of fact, you won't have an asshole left when they're finished with you when you do stuff like that. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So look, let me get on down with the music. It is independent artist CT. CT and his song is True. So y'all know where the music is being heard. Y'all know where it's being heard. It's being heard by who? Yes. Your music is being heard by people all over the world. Listen, I love this number. I really do. This is a really, really nice song by independent artist CT. That's CETE. And the name of the song is True. True. Take a listen.
Girl, you know my love.
Independent artist CETE. Name of the song is True. I love that song. I really love that song. It's so sweet. It's so sweet. And the lyrics is so great. Listen, and he says, there's nobody else like you. You know, and that's so true. That is so true. Sometimes when you meet a person, you almost instantly know that they're the one. You almost instantly know that they're the one. Because, you know, you feel that thing. You feel that thing. I am telling you, I've had too many experiences with that. And I'm telling you, you gotta go for it. You know, don't let it pass you by. See, this is the thing, and I'm going to play a song again. I'm going to play it again in just a few minutes. This is the thing, you know, when you're whatever age and you meet somebody, you don't know them, and you kind of look at them, you check them out, and they're looking at you, you know, and it's just like, ooh, and you feel that thing, and, you know, you got to go talk to that person. So if you're the guy, you initiate the conversation. But these days, you know, everybody's initiating everything, you know what I'm saying? But you start the conversation, and you keep it going. You know what I'm saying. And, of course, you exchange phone numbers and you get to know that person. So, listen, it is still a real thing. It still happens. It is still a such thing as that thing. You know, that thing that you feel when you're looking at somebody and you know, like, that is the one. Listen, it has happened during my lifetime, like, I don't know, three or four different times where you just look at this person. It's just like, yeah. Yeah, and that feeling never leaves. That is the love bug. That is the major love bug. And during the show, and it reminds me of the show Golden Girls, where what's her name? With the bean one, Dorothy. When Dorothy was all excited and she met this guy and everything, and then Blanche tells her, "Oh, you've been hit by the thunderbolt." But I don't think in that episode the guy turned out married. But that, of course, I'm not talking about that. So Blanche explains it as the thunderbolt, being hit by the thunderbolt. Listen, that is a real thing. That is a real thing. I am telling you, that is a real, true thing. And that's happened to me about three, four different times in my lifetime. I'm telling you what's got him true. So listen, I want to play that song again, but right now I got something else coming up for you. Old Sammy, Calls Me Friend. I love this song. It is so wonderful. These guys are great. Sammy and his sister Maddie Anderson, they are down in Georgia. They are so sweet, brother and sister. And they're both, of course, in entertainment. And they're in the business. And I hope and I pray that they keep that groundness. They are so grounded. Their mom is so precious. And I hope that they keep that being, because the business have a way of changing you. You know, entertainment, of course, has a way of changing people. And I just hope they stay grounded because they are beautiful people. They are great people. They are beautiful people. So this is Calls Me Friend. And this is Old Sammy.
Oh, you brave and bold.
everything's okay. Girl, take your time, cause I can tell you got a lot to say. And he ain't wanna listen, so you left cause you ain't wanna play. That's okay, take the cake, wake and bake, make it shake. All natural, ain't nothing on you fake. I know you've been focused, don't got time to hate.
All right, that was true, T-R-U by the independent artist, CT. I am pretty much out of time. It's been a stone cold blast, and I've got to get up out of here, but I'll be back later on this evening. Yes, indeed, and so in words of Don Cornelius, it is peace, love, and soul. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is peace, love, and soul.